Sechen Moed Kotan, Peregrishen, Daf Alev, Alof Alev. Ashtim Beit Ashlachim B'moed, Ubashvi'it B'nimayan, Shiyotze B'tfila, B'nimayan Shiyotze B'tfila, V'lo B'mei Gishamim, V'lo B'mei Kilon, V'enotzimu Giyot Gefanim. Nech HaMayan Shelo Yatza B'tfila, I understand the Mayan, it's been it all time, there's no Tircha. Mayan, Shiyotze B'tchila, V'lo Triyach, isn't that itself a Tircha? I mean, forget about the... why is there not a chashash over here? I mean, usually you're going to end up doing so much tircha on a mayan shiyotze b'tchila, just to reinforce the walls and make sure that it continues to flow. What are you going to say? Elak or Rabbi Meir, huh? You're going to say that maybe this is going on, but Rabbi Meir holds that you're allowed to be tereach, or not chayish. So even a mayan shiyotze b'tchila, it can't be Rabbi Meir, because as we know, Rabbi Meir Amro, Mashke Mimeno, Afilu Stei Beit Abal. So Rabbi Meir is Matir, even a Stei Beit Abal. Why does the Mishnah say only to Mutala Hashkai, Stei Beis Ashlachim? And Stei Beis Abal, which over there, you would be Mashkin for what purpose? To be Mishabeah, not in order that it shouldn't be destroyed. So Amr Rabbi Yossi says, this Mishnah is Divrei HaKol. It could go even according to the Rabbanim. And what would be the case, Mayan Shiyotze B'tchila, doesn't mean Mamesh Shiyotze B'tchila. It means Kishaya Achad, V'nasa Shnayim. Or maybe Hayu Meimav Muatim, Nid Baruchu. If it was Mamesh Anu Mayan, you're 100% right. It seems to only work out a little bit, Rabbi Meir, and then we have the state base of all problem, because over here it says only state base of Shvachim. But what it's talking about over here is a Mayan that was originally one Mayan, now it opened up in a new place. So it's basically an extension of the original Mayan, and therefore there's not such a problem. That's or maybe it wasn't coming out so powerfully, now it came out more powerfully, but it's already well established. So you don't have to be afraid now that it's going to, like, man, the whole thing is going to collapse, you're going to have to dig it up. The Tani Kane, and the truth is, take a look in the Brice, you'll see that it's going over here, not like Rabbi Meir. Because it says in the Brice of Ayan, Shetz B'tchila Mashk B'rafil Stei Beit Abal, Divrei Rabbi Meir. So according to Rabbi Meir, you're allowed even for Harvocha, right? Even to Stei Beit Abal, without Hefsin. B'chachomim Omer, Mei Mashk B'meno Ela Stei Beit Ashlachim Shechorva. So a Stei Beit Ashlachim, where the original, what's the Pshat Shechorva, where there was an original Mayan. And now if it doesn't have the Hashkaya, it's going to be totally ruined. So you're allowed to use even the Mayan Shiyatz B'tchiyo. So I'll die to the Rabbi Meir, first of all, you see that you can use it for Beit HaBal, which means even though it's not a Dover Ava, it's only Harvacha. That's number one. And that you can do for something that doesn't have a lot of tircha. Beis HaShlachi, we're over there, not giving it is a complete davar ava, then you can use even something that is a tircha, like Megishami or Megilon. So in other words, that means that without Hefsed, you can be Mashkin without tircha, and a davar ava with Hefsed, you can be mashkin with tircha, which means that he argues in our Mishnah two things. He argues about the megishavei vekimon, and he argues about the mashkin beis hashlachim, and says even beis habal. It's a daiti d'rabbanan, first of all, a mashkin min ha'adavashu avat. So it has to be dafka if it's going to be completely ruined. Furthermore, b'vadavashin ha'toriyah, it also is only mutter, even a davar avat is dafka, something which is not tircha yaseir. So there's two issues in our Mishnah. Wait, how do you know? Maybe, I mean, what's the raya? What would the Rabbanim say and argue on Avad and Tarak? Let's say that it's going to be completely destroyed. And now you're going to have to go to Tirka. Is it Mutter, Ma'am, or the Rabbanim? Maybe when the Rabbanim said over here that Ein Mashkin Min HaLaseder Beis HaShlachim Shechorva. So maybe they're only saying, we disagree with Rabbi Meir, who hold that you can use a Beit HaBaal, and we're saying you can't use a Beit HaBaal. But maybe they're mighty that you can't use a tircha. All right? It could be that in a case where it would be hefsed gomer, I mean, we don't know. Do we know? Yes, we do know. Mavshita min hada. Absolutely know. It says, koshuv seida v'holechet. Any soda that we see that is now going to be ruined and not continue to grow at all, that's called the Beit HaShlachim, as far as the dinim over here. Omdom ilakrish, when we don't see that there's any difference if we're mashker or not, that's called the Beis HaBaal. And that's a machlokas Rebbe Meir and the Chachamim. According to Rebbe Meir, you can be mashker Beit HaBaal. And the Chachamim, you can't be mashker a Beis HaShlachim, anything but a Beis HaShlachim. So then the question is, so then why does it say Beis HaShlachim Shecharva? Beis HaShlachim Shecharva is absolutely the worst. It's not true. Here it's saying, if the field is gradually going downhill, it's called the Beis HaShlachim. And we just said it says Beis HaShlachim Shecharva, which means that it's holding by complete destruction, lost all of its water. Must be that even a Beit HaShlachim Shecharva, where there's mamash hefsed gadol, you can only use a mayan shiyatza bo, even betchila, but there's only a chash, shema yavo lidei tircha. But if it would be a badai tircha, then enokinam would be also, even though it's a dover hobot. Ad kama tishevet yaseh Beit HaShlachim, how long before the yontiv, when we say Shecharva, what is called? I mean, is it what a day even? I can immediately start being mashka. Does it mean when it has was a whole week without water? The shir is like this. Ad kedesh tishev shnayim shloshi yom kodem l'regel. Is it that where I didn't? Let's say I didn't give it water now for 2 or 3 days, and it looks bad. The leaves are starting to droop. Is that the din, or is it all the time? Let's take a look. See if we can bring a raya from the father. A chavrea that nagav kumi muada tlatin yumi chazer b'muada, a sudden that the 3 days before the yontif had no water, so it was in its yabish, and then it was chazer. Now it comes along the water, and maybe it's a well that comes up and down, comes back and forth. Anyway, the spring comes out now during the Mayid. So the question is, do I have a right now to use this water that comes back to water the whole field or not? So also if the Kamei Rebbe Chuna, the Amar Elon Di Ishtak, the Ikashim Ishtayim, any type of leaves that look weak should be indeed watered. That it's a question of hefsed. If you're going to wait until it just gradually gets damp again, by then it may be gone. But elon d'lo akhashin, if you don't see that the leaves have been affected, lo yishtayim. So then those you're not allowed to. So you see from here that when we allow you to go ahead and to give it, it's only where it didn't have water for a while before, and it's already starting to droop, but not that it's just a field that needs water to keep watering it the whole time. It had to have been Chorva. That's the meaning of Chorva. There was a while that it went without water. Rabbi Yonah and Rabbi Yossi, Horum, Bahada Makra Tzaila. There was a place called Tzailaya, and they were Meire in Tzailaya. The Haven Zeria Sa'arim. Over there they had Sa'ori that were planted. And it was time to do the Ktsira. Dafka came out in Chol HaMoed that if they would have left it in the fields, they would have started going bad. So they were matir then, michtzedinon b'moada v'lo yifkun v'yevdan. They were matir then to do the ktsira, because otherwise the saorim, they pop, they poka, they open up, and then they get all dried up. Because since it's a dover ha'avot, they allowed them to do it. Now, it says in the Mishnah, you can't avolomi me'akilona me'agishami. So as it asked in the Bavli, Necha Mekimon, I understand Mekimon is a big tircha, because you have to Mekimon by definition means a bucket, so you have to go down each time, bring up a bucket. That's a lot of tircha. So I understand that that's Osir, but Megishami, why exactly is it Osir? I mean, Megishami means that it's a standing pool. What's the problem to be mashka from a pool? You don't have to draw it up or anything. That we're afraid that you'll have to end up at digging them out after the water level goes down. So we'll have a tir for Yisera. And Rabisna, B'shem Rabbi, Loshana, Lod B'moy. Dafka, during Chol HaMoed, we say it's Aser. But B'Shvias, it would be mutter to use Megishamim and Megilon. Ma'abein Shvias, that it's mutter, Ma'abein Moed, that it's Aser. Shvias, Ayadeshi, Mutteres, B'Melofi, Tirubodover, Shu Tariyah, B'Nova She'enon Tariyah. Since there's no Isser Hashkaya Bechlal, Midiraisa, on Shvias, because they told us we're not Nesar B'Shvias, as we saw in the Bavli. It's only things that they asked. And the Rabbonan. The Rabbonan only asked Harvocha. But they did not asked Hesed. And since there's no Isser Malacha per se, there's no difference between a Tircha and a Tircha. So they weren't Chayish for Tircha during Shvias. Whereas Moed, the whole point of Moed is a Tircha. Ayadishu also be Malacha Loitir Eladavashu Avad Ubevache no Torah. But during Shvias, there's no Gezer of Tircha.
So, define Tircha? I mean, as far as a level?
No, the Gemara says later on, there's no, you can't define it. That's the problem with Chol HaMoed, is that the dinim are very, they're made of too many different elements that need to be balanced one against the other. And it's not, that's why it says later on, you can't learn one dinim of Chol HaMoed from another dinim of Chol HaMoed. They're too case specific. So, but here, as a klal, it makes sense to say there's no Isser Malacha during Shvias. So this is only the Gezeirah de Rabbonan in cases of Harvachas, the produce, but that's not a din in Malacha. It's not a din in Malacha. They never answered Asr Tirucha. Hashenking during Chol HaMoed, where they asked Malacha, they were Matur Dover Avod, yes, but only with a lesser Tirucha, not with a lot of Tirucha. The East, the Boy, some wanted to say there's another basis for the Nafkamina. Look, I mean, what are you supposed to do? You're supposed to go a whole year with these chumas of tircha. So they weren't geyser tircha, that's the point. But moed, ayadesh, zmano katsar, you'll be able to live for a week. It's not going to be that disastrous. So they asked tircha, but ein achinami, the truth is the eithen of the takana. The Gabe Shvias would have justified treating it as an Isra Asiyas Malacha in the Sada, and therefore it would have not been so far-fetched to say the Rabbanan Asr Tircha in the Sada, except that it didn't, logistically it just wasn't the right thing to do. Now, Otan Shiva Yamim Ha'achronim, according to this, the last 7 days of Shvita, so why don't we treat it like the regular? Last 7 days of the year. So, lo mistavim yavnim shivas yimei aregel v'yivasur. So then, according to this, wouldn't it be reasonable that at least 7 days they would be machmir? Maybe. I mean, here it's a stam, it's mutter. Machmir, there's no difference. I mean, it makes more sense to be consistent. Be consistent is the first approach, not the second approach. Rabbi Yirmiyahu boy, meitam tziyot, shalo paskal, mayim. What's the din of dripping water that's coming basically from groundwater off of a mountain? It keeps dripping, it drips for a long time. So is that considered to be, since it's not posik, it has a din of a mayan? Or do we say, it's rainwater, we said, v'lomi megishamim. So is it the megishamim that's the issue, or the chashash of psika that's the issue? Neshmina minhag. See if we can bring a raya from mikvos. Elohim meitamtzios. Here we're talking about that water that falls into a mikveh that can be mavato, water that was possible for the mikveh. So it says, kozman shen yishamim yordim veharim botzitzim. So here the Brisa in mikvos says that as long as the rains continue to fall on the mountains, and therefore they're now spongy and dripping from the continuous rainfall, that's called Meitamtzius. Pasku Gishamim. If the rains themselves have stopped, nonetheless the Arim are Botzitzin, so then that's not called May. That's called Kedozer Kameitamtziot. The water, Gishamim, stopped, and it's still called Meitamtzius to be Metayer. Posthumously, but it seems if they're no longer now bubbly and spongy when you walk on the ground, then already Arayim Kamei Gavayim, then they have a din of puddles. And puddles already are not going to be Matthias. So the same thing should be true over here. As long as the water is Mivatz fades, so then it doesn't have a din of Mechunas. In other words, it's not similar to Mechilom. It's not similar to a Geve, which is a puddle, which we ask it over here because it may come the day Mechilom. It's Mivatz fades. It's okay. Adechan, what's considered to be now Mivatz fades, exactly. So Chia Barbon, B'Shem Rabbi Yochanan, says that the shear is Ad Shetifrach HaKarit. It's talking about over here until the point is that the water that is dripping off of the mountain should actually be the same as fruit. That there should be like, it should be like swollen, the way you find when there's a lot of, like a, swelled up like a, like a pillow. So Tifrach HaKarit, it should look so swollen the way it would with the rain mamish having just fallen.
My guess is HaKarit.
Look, HaKarit is like a pillow. I'm saying there's, you know, there's other examples. Rabbi Lazer and Rabbi Yosef, B'Shem Rabbi Tancha, Rabbi Chia argues, and he holds that the Shiasa Karagli HaAvaz, the dripping should be so much, so thick, that it should look as if you have a walking of a duck on the water. In other words, you should see as if it's footsteps on the water. Rabbi Yirmiya, boy, lo parcha karit v'lo paska, where the water was not the sheer, that it should be mamish swollen. And it's still, however, not pasak. And then they now end up coming back again, and they're mitkaber. Is this lemafreya that it says at the Nevamayan? Do we say, since we see now that it swells again, so now it's gloy milsa lemafreya, that we consider it the whole time? This is really the question was asked about mikvahs, not legabe moed. So does this mean that the water dripping the whole time had a din, that it's matire the water, even though there's not, wasn't there our bayim saw, and there wasn't there originally the shear? Or is it only Mikanarabba? Do we say that it's not? It's when we have a powerful flow, then it's kosher for the mikvah. But whatever fell in between has to be removed. Laida Mila, what's the nafkamina? Nafkamina is legabe hitvibu machatim v'tzinorot. Over there, the halacha is you don't need arbayim sah. You can be matayer small things, like a machat, even in a mayan that has just enough to cover them. And the question is, does this have a din of a mayan or not? And that's the issue. So if it didn't have that shear, but it turns out in the end that it continues to flow. So in tamer lamafreya unasa mayan tiara. See if it's considered to be the whole time a mayan because we see that it continues to flow. So then enochinami, the machatim v'tzinoriot become tor. In temamikan alaba, and I had done the tefillah yesterday, so then if it's only mikan alaba, then I'd have to do the tefillah again. Okay, we leave that hanging. Rabbi Elazar, Rabbi Yosi Shah, Elan Hagatagatia, we have these, this is a place that is, the water flows downhill. So it's not quite a waterfall, but, it's now falling down from a higher area into a field. So, ma'at avidon. Can you use there? You're not going to any tirach. The water now is dripping. It's coming off of a side of a mountain. Is it can make kilon? Since the mice said it's make a shami? Oh, I know it can make kilon. Do we say, since there's no tirach, all I have to do basically is I don't have to do any lifting of the water from a deep place. It's coming from uphill to downhill. So then, it fills up whatever I want it to fill up by itself. So it should be mutter. Question. How about brecha shnitmalet min amayin? Yifsika amayin mitocha. Ma'al ashkopim. Originally, you have over your reservoir that was originally filled with a mayan. So it's not megisham. Now the mayan has stopped. Can you use this for beit hashlachim because it's not rainwater? Well, nashmi ina min hada. It says, Volomi miakilon. Okay, let me ask you something. Manan kayami. What do you think we're talking about when we say lomi miagishami? Im nisha ashagishamim yordim. What? We're talking about while it's raining. Al kamashvim yama godoling. That's called using the ocean. Well, it's raining right now. So for sure there's no tircha. So the case, I mean, can only be so we're talking about over here what stopped raining. Since in the end, because it stopped raining, you're going to have to be Daila, it's going to come to Tirch Yaseir, and we answered it. So, Im Bishasha Paskei Gishami, why isn't that the same as Kibrecha? Shnit Malik Minamayim, Yifsika Mayim Mitocha, Vadar Medein Mashkim Imenu. It says over here, I'm pointing out to you that Mei Gishamim is no different than Mei Mayan if it's raining. It's raining right now. It's continuing to fill. Nonetheless, it says, despite the fact that it was raining and it got filled in the rain, because you could have used it during the rain, you can't use it after the rain. So what's the difference if it got filled from a Mayan? A Mayan is like while it's raining. Now the Mayan stopped, and it says over here, you can't be Mashkin. So the same thing should be true over here. Even though while it was raining, you could be Mashkin, once it stops, you can't be mashka. So haramer brechushin malam and amayan. V'yipsik amayim mitocha. Ain't mashkim imen. If that's the case, exactly the same over here. If the mayan, it's not magic. It has nothing to do with rainwater versus well water. It has to do with the chashash of coming with deitircha. What's the difference if it's the ultimate mayan or it's this mayan? How about the brechushin malam? Well, much time. Okay, let's stop over here in the new daf, basically. So we have to remember where we're up to, because we may not get back here for a while. Should we go on? We've been here a while. Okay, fine. So breichashin itmalet min akilon v'mshicha mayan natocha. Ma'alash kopimen. How about over here, you have a breicha. The breicha got filled from mayan, which is mekilon. Which, the mekilon itself I can't use. But I now brought the mei mayan into a reservoir. What's the din? It's nashkina minhada. We can bring a raya over here from the brisa that we had also in the Bavli. Stay beit hashlachin. Shemitufala tok stay beit hashlachin acher. Mashkim imena. If you have one field that's higher up on the mountain, and it has a mayan, and there's another field that's beneath it. So once you're mashkin, you beit hashlachin from its mayan, the water continues not a drip into a holding pool between the two fields. It says in that right that you're allowed to use the water from the Mayan, which is now in a reservoir. It's not from a Mayan. It's not in a Mayan anymore. So even though the Brecha is going to be mafsik in the end, but as long as it's mitaftev, remember we said there, from the upper field, it's considered to be the equivalent of a Maya. So if that's the case, if you brought the Maya into a Brecha, even though it came from Mekilon, it should be Mutter, Ashkes Mimena, because it's not Mafsi. And there Rabbi Yirmiya said, says Rabbi Yirmiya, what's the Raya? Oda Metaftefet. I understand what the Raya is. Over there, it's talking about where it continues to drip. So since it continues to drip, it's as if the Mayan continues to run, even though I know ultimately it's not going to continue to run. But it's dripping. Over here, your case was that you brought it originally, the Mekilon, you used to fill up this reservoir. No. But it's not attached right now. It's not dripping into it right now. So then it's similar to a regular brecha, which is like Megashamim. That's awesome. V'chimakmat ha-nituf. Says the Gemara, I understand that. You're not able to have enough water from the drip to be mashka the whole field, right? You need the water in the brecha to do the field. I mean, otherwise you wouldn't need the brecha at all. You just have the water dripping into the lower field. Obviously, there's not enough water to be mashka. You need to collect the water over time, and then you're mashka. So you see that even though the water needed collecting, it's considered to be not the equivalent of Mekilon. So why is, I don't see why it's not a raya. Lo makmat atzma shei meleya. It's because it got filled up. Va'atomar mashkevi mena. And you said that since it filled up, you're allowed to use it. So doesn't that prove? Hada amra, that proves to me that a brechash nidmalet minakilon vimshicha mayan atocha mashkevi mena. So in other words, you see over here, even though the brecha got filled up with the mei kilon, that as long as at least it's attached, even though I can't get enough water out of the mei kilon to water directly, if I have enough water in the brecha, I can. So you see, over here also. V'tani Shmuel came, and then I want you to know that Shmuel says, feirish, that you can. Because he brought a brisa, in which it says, ha-posakim, posakim are these like pipes. Even though they're posek, very often happens, these are like thin channels, very happens, you don't have enough water. V'abrecha, shimila kodem l'regel, lo yashkemei m'regel. If you filled them up with mekishami before, then you have to be cheshish, of course, that it'll become like the tircha yaseira and like the kilon. That we ask. But, imaitam atamayim over b'neihem, if, however, you have them attached to an amat hamayim, then mashkemei anveinonimna. There you don't have a problem because the amat hamayim itself continues to dribble. So this is what, like the Gemara's in the Bible, so what are you going to be cheshish on? That the guy will say, I don't have the patience, so wait. It'll continue to dribble. So if it's dribbling, basically. So the mekilon is the same thing. Even though you may run out of water right now, we're not chayish that you're going to go to a tircha yaseira. And that's exactly as we said there. So therefore, you can be mashkeman, ve'inonimna, and this is exactly the same case. Because you were mamshich, the mekilon, into the mebrecha, is no different than being mamshich and amasamayim, even though it's got a very limited flow into your irrigation system. Ve'en osim ugiot l'gefanim, the Mishnah says. What are ugiot? Eloin ugiot. Eloin abididim shibikre ilanot. This is the digging out that you have around the roots in order that there should be a ditch to fill up with water, to gradually seep into the roots, which is the area that you have to get the most water in. Kyodet tanina zaman, like we learned in Maseches Kelayim, yad habedig, the hand of the metal device that you use to dig out the bedid, is arba'a. So that's, we call the thing itself a bedid, because you use it to dig out the bedid. So you make four tfachim, and that's considered to be a chibur. That's been again the question of yadei sakeli. So that if it's nitmas, then the yad is also nitma. But if the yad is more than four tefachim, since it's too big, so we said something that's too big is not considered to be a chibur to the kli. And if tum is nageya and the yad, or vice versa, it's not matame the other. So it's only up until four tefachim that it would be mekabel tuma. But meanwhile, you see the lashon yad abedid. Right? Yeah, so you see the Lashon Bedid must be Al-Shem, the tool. In Kalim, it's Al-Shem, we use the word for it. Okay, so probably it's the Bedidim, is the Lashon of, here we're using Ugiot, over there we use Bedidim. It's the same idea, a small tool that's used just in that area. And Vaharai, it's only Arba Tvachim, it's clearly a smaller shovel that you use, right? Right around the edges, not from afar.